Welcome to Hope Is Here, and my name is Greg Horn, and we are talking with the chaplain of the Lexington Police Department, Donovan Stewart. He shared about his position, how God called him into being the chaplain there here at the Lexington Police Department, and just share kind of what that's like. And man, if you missed that, I want to encourage you to check out that 14-minute podcast recording of our program. You can simply go to our website, hopeishere.today, and give you some cool insight about what kind of goes on behind the scenes there. And then most of all, how you can be a blessing to our men and women in blue, and just pray for them. So I hope you'll check that out. But today I want to have Donovan share his story growing up. A lot of times people see people in ministry and they think, oh, they've just known Jesus all their lives, and man, they've just had a really, you know, perfect white lily life. And yet Donovan's story is not one of that. And yet, as you're going to find out today, like in all our lives, God doesn't waste a hurt if we allow him. But share a little bit. You kidded, you know, about having a drug problem in West Virginia. Your grandparents drug you to church, you know, but obviously you said your grandparents, not your parents. So talk a little bit about your growing up.
Yeah, so the grandparents on my biological side of the family, they're the ones who instilled some of those spiritual disciplines in my life. But generally, my family, especially on my mother's side, I often joke and say that we put the fun in dysfunctional. had a lot going on there, a lot of emotional issues, a lot of family disputes, a lot of alcoholism. Just a lot of those hard things that many people struggle with in their past. But it reminds me that we all have a past, but we all have a future as well. And God's in that redeeming business. So, you know, my biological father passed away about 8 years ago. And most of that was through self-harm, bad, poor life choices, a lot of drug and alcohol use, a lot of time in and out of jail. We had a broken relationship going up, and the fact that he was like a Disney dad, just without the Disney. He never took me to Disney, but he came into town and would sweep in and tried to kind of buy affection and have a nice car here and there. I remember one time he had a Corvette for a season, but then he'd be gone for long periods of time. My mom reminds me that when I was a child that dad would say he was coming to pick me up, and I would be busy playing and learn to not stop playing. And mom say, hey, why aren't you prepared? And I said, well, I don't believe it until I see it. Mm. When dad showed up. So not knowing, it built that foundation of not being able to trust fully and completely. And I've been able to learn and grow that my heavenly father is not just a reflection of my earthly father, but a perfection of my earthly father, that he's promised to never leave me or forsake me, and he's always on time.
Well, and I think that brings up such a great point, Donovan, that unfortunately a lot of people, because maybe, you know, like you, their earthly dad was just not the best example, you know, may have done the best they could, but all that being said, when they hear Heavenly Father, you know, they kind of tie those two mm-hmm. together and kind of have a, for lack of a better term, a bad taste in their mouth sure. to their Heavenly Father. Yet for you, how are you able to work through that and, you know, realize that, you know, okay, I didn't have a great earthly father, but my Heavenly Father can help heal those wounds? Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I, you know, in addition to my biological father, I did have the grandfather I spoke about, who was a source of consistency. And I did have a stepdad that came into my life as a child, and not necessarily, he and I didn't have necessarily a deep emotional connection, not those conversations that you wish you may have had with an earthly, but he was there, he was present, and that helped me to form a little bit of my view of God the Father. But basically just coming to faith in Christ and being able to understand what God did for me by sending his son is what's been the transformational piece in my life. And the longer that I've walked with him, now since the fall of 1999, he's never let me down once. He's always been there, and for that I'm grateful, and know that he is, again, not just a reflection but the perfection. Mm. I also had my mother passed away 5 years ago from cancer, and that was a tough trajectory. Watching her for a year have five very serious surgeries, and after the fifth one, not being able to recover, had an infection in her body and just was never able to make it out of the hospital. But what I'm grateful for is both my biological father and my mother, in their last year or two of life, was able to have really strong, meaningful relationships with them spiritually. Mm. My mom and I always had a good relationship, but at the end, it was very much about Jesus and a lot of prayers, a lot of encouragement, both in my mom and in my biological father. And I just saw God do a great work in both their lives so that they could end well. They were able to sprint through the finish line, even though they died young.
Sure. Sure. Well, I think that's encouraging, though, to know that sometimes, you know, things don't start off well, and a lot of times it's generational things. Yet, you know, for both your mom and especially your dad, though, they came to know Christ. Yes. And so, and, you know, I know you do a lot of funerals. I have. I mean, people just don't realize, do they, how much peace there actually is when you know that loved one has made a decision for Jesus. I mean, it's a game changer in more than one way. Obviously, your eternal life, but also for the people that are still here.
Absolutely. It brings such a difference. You know, I talk about as Christians, sometimes we feel like it's taboo to grieve even, but Jesus himself cried at the death of his friend Lazarus, even though he knew he was going to raise him from the dead. So grief is a normal part of the human experience. But as a Christian, we can grieve with a tear in our eye, but a joy in our heart, knowing that life was meant for more than just the here and now, that there is an eternity that awaits us. And that does give great peace to the family members who are left behind.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, it's great to share those things. And I've had to do funerals where that's not been the case. Yeah. And, you know, there's just not a lot of hope in that. Well, obviously, you had the situation with your mom and your dad and some health challenges, and they died young. And then your mother-in-law's had some health challenges also.
Yeah, she sure has. Actually, my father-in-law, first of all, passed away just about a year ago, a little over a year ago. And that was a good story of redemption as well, a story of hope. My father-in-law, when I got married, you know, I was young. I was 21 years old, a brand new police officer, and allowed a little bit of that authority maybe to go to my head, and allowed myself to carry that kind of robo-cop, if you will, tough exterior, already kind of naturally an alpha male kind of driven personality. And he was a pretty strong personality too. Big guy, steel mill worker in Gary, Indiana, retired, moved to Florida, had a pretty tough upbringing. So when we first got together, it was kind of interesting. We had some interesting interactions with one another, and sometimes, many times, they weren't all that pleasing to the Lord. But thankfully, God redeemed that. And as the years went by, as I grew spiritually, as I matured, as he got a little older and mellowed a bit in his older age, he and I became very close. In the last few years of his life, we had many, many meaningful conversations, prayers together. He was a lay pastor, preacher down in Florida, and led a seniors ministry, and he'd have me come in and speak at that. And he and I were able to share stories about sharing our faith and witnessing and loving our families well and studying the Bible. He loved books as well as I do. He may have given me a great love for books, just seeing how passionate he was for those. And so I owe a lot to my father-in-law, especially because he raised my daughter to love and know Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, I think that's great how you've shared that, you know, both with your father-in-law and your father, the relationships did get restored over time. And for those of you that are listening, you may have just lost hope in a relationship that it can never get healed. You know, the Bible says that God makes all things new.
Yes.
And if we will just continue to honor God, seek him, and I think I love the part two that you were willing to be humble and admit that you had a little maturing to do yourself.
Absolutely.
So usually in any situation, there's always two sides, and we may not be able to do anything about the other person's side, but we can always kind of look at our side and see how maybe we could handle things differently.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's very true. If you don't own your part of it, you're never going to grow and never going to progress. I'm grateful, so grateful that God allowed me and my father-in-law to have the relationship we had. We mentioned my mother-in-law. So once my father-in-law passed away, her health began to decline. And we saw some traces of dementia before, but it really manifested itself after the passing of my father-in-law. So we've recently moved her to Lexington, and then now we have her in Danville at a good memory care facility there. But it is very hard to watch a loved one struggling with dementia. It's called the long goodbye for a reason. When they stop remembering, your names and different things, it's very challenging. But I'm grateful again that my wife has been such a good caregiver for her mom, blessing and serving her and making decisions that are in her best interest, and watching the tenderness of that has been a blessing.
Well, that's one of the things. My father passed away. I've shared several times on here. Went in for a triple bypass surgery back in March of 2016. Came out of it. Hey, you can see him in 45 minutes after he comes out of the anesthesia, and surgery went well. Well, like 10 minutes later, his heart went out of rhythm, and unfortunately, they never could, you know, get it back in rhythm, and so he passed away. But I share that to say that I'm thankful because he didn't suffer, because his mom had dementia, and we saw what you're saying with your mother-in-law. So I want to say that, to encourage somebody maybe that, you know, just like with me, every time I hear a story like you share with your mother-in-law of somebody that suffered either through dementia or a long bout with cancer, you know, maybe you lost a loved one quickly or unexpectedly, but there can sometimes be a blessing in that because they didn't suffer. So it's like everything in life. You kind of have to look to see where maybe the blessing is, even through the pain.
Yeah, as a chaplain, you know, you deal with a lot of suffering and death, and sometimes I think about what is easier, having a slower lingering death or a death that's for a loved one that's a surprise, a shock, something you didn't anticipate. Both of them are so difficult. A lingering death, you hate to see someone go through that kind of pain, but you get to say so many I love yous and make amends when necessary and show that and have those prayers that you remember for a lifetime, that whenever someone passes away quickly, you don't have to watch them go through that pain. But then there seems like there's a lack of closure there. Mm. So both of them are difficult. That's why I'm grateful the Bible tells us that death is the final enemy. It's the one that's going to be conquered by Jesus Christ. He's already conquered through the resurrection. And we're waiting for that future resurrection of our physical bodies. But until then, it still hurts. It's hard to lose people that we love. And the pain is real. And it's okay to express. It's not a lack of faith. It's a human response. And it's something that God placed within us. Sometimes when people are sad, they cry and they apologize. Especially Christians seem to do that. But I like to tell folks that our tears are a gift from God that helps cleanse our soul. So never apologize for your tears. They're a gift that God's given us to help us process things that are impossible for us to process in our own abilities.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. One of the topics that's been heavy on my heart over the summertime, I did several programs with a couple of different guests about grieving, because I feel like sometimes in our culture, Donovan, that, you know, we're so fast-paced in our life that we don't take time to grieve. And you know, heard the simple saying, but I guess maybe it's just because I've been focused more on it over the past couple of years with losing my dad, but that, you know, if you love greatly, then, you know, you're probably going to hurt greatly for a while, and that's okay, because, you know, you love somebody, you're going to hurt, and yet I think sometimes we think, you know, well, I shouldn't hurt this much, but that's okay. That's just a byproduct when you really love somebody.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
All right. Well, Chaplain Donovan Stewart's been with us, and, you know, I know so many times you wonder, hey, you know, what? How do our police force, how do they stay encouraged? Are they people of faith? And she shared with that yesterday, so I want to encourage you to go check out our website, hopeishere.today, and check that out. Share more about his personal testimony today, and, you know, it's so cool just to hear how God's healed so many relationships, especially men in his life, and he wants to do that in your life. So if you want to encourage somebody and know that, you know, they need to hear this story of redemption that he shared so well today, make sure you share it with somebody. The podcasts are available. You listen at your convenience, only 14 minutes long, at hopeishere.today. I'm Greg Horn, and we'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.